It's an amazing movie. Right?
Amazing movie, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a romanticized version of Che Guevara.
Yeah.
Traveling around South America relying on kindness. And there was something about that movie that was like, okay, I know I'm watching a movie, but if this guy can feel this way and can quit his job, which he did, he was supposed to be a doctor, and he said to his father, I'm sorry, I'm not staying in Buenos Aires, I'm leaving. If he can do that, then why can't I? And it was that kind of tipping point moment where it was like, okay, it's done.
And how was that conversation to have with your family?
I mean, they thought I was insane. I mean, they loved me, but they thought, like, what are you talking about? This is like a great job. You have a great life here. Why would you do that? But they didn't understand. And it's okay. You know, you don't have to always have full approval from your family or from anyone for that matter. If you feel in your heart of hearts that you're doing the right thing, it's done. Do it.
I want to talk about what happens after that, because there's so many people in the world, they have a dream or they have so much pain and they decide to change. But then after day three, let's say you start a business or a podcast or start writing a book, after day three, when it doesn't go that well, it's not that fun anymore. Like, how was that experience from deciding to change to actually start traveling? Because now you're known as the kindest guy. You have a track record, but this is many years in the making. Can we just talk about those first moments when no one knew you? You didn't even know yourself, right?
So Winston Churchill has a famous quote that says, never, never, never give up. And you have a book. Can I show everyone your book?
Yeah.
This is his book, which you probably already know about. But basically, the goal book, how to achieve your dreams and create a better life. And in it, I just was reading it, and you said something. There's a quote here from Napoleon Hill. A goal is a dream with a deadline. Yeah? And although I didn't have a deadline, I had a dream. My deadline was that I wasn't going to fail. That was the deadline. And I knew that I was just going to keep on going. And nothing was going to stop me. It doesn't mean there weren't moments where I thought it wouldn't happen. There were. And there were still other things going on that may not happen. Who knows? But you have to have this like inner fire to know that you're going to go towards a specific goal and you're not going to stop. Nothing is going to stop you. I don't care what happens. You are just going to keep on going. And if you get to a point where you're on the floor and you're in a puddle of tears and you think it's over, that's okay. When you're ready to get back up and start running, get back up and start running. It's fine.
What was your first trip after deciding to start traveling?
Well, my first trip was actually around America. I hitchhiked from Times Square to the Hollywood sign. I'd done some other trips before that, but the tipping point trip. So I'd been to Nepal, I'd been to Peru, I'd done some journeys around Europe, all leading to the tipping point, which was going around America, quitting my job, and relying on the kindness of strangers.